The date of this tape is November 5th, 1990.
Our history tapes, sponsored by the Michigan Supreme Court Historical Society. This is the, we're in the office of former Justice Theodore Souris in the Renaissance Center on the 34th floor. And Justice Souris is sitting behind his desk, and with him is Roger Lane, representative of the Historical Society. As I mentioned, Justice Souris, I'd like to get first into, let's call it family background. Now, you were born and raised in Detroit, is that not true?
Yes.
And your father was a businessman. Wholesale meats, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
And it, can you tell about the family a little bit? How many brothers and sisters and where you live?
I was the only child in the family. And my father died when I was 14. My mother and I lived together until I went to the University of Michigan as an undergraduate in January of 1943.
Did your father die suddenly? Did he die of traumatic death or anything?
He died at a very early age. He was in his 40s when he died. And otherwise in currently good health. He'd been working very hard and died of a heart attack.
He was an immigrant, wasn't he?
Oh, yes. As was my mother.
Do you feel that he instilled the immigrant values, the traditional American values in you?
I don't know that he did because of his fairly early death, but I think that my knowledge of my background and our acquaintances in the community, within the Greek community particularly, certainly had a significant bearing on the values that I developed in life.
Did he leave your mother and you in a position of physical comfort?
No. No. He had just begun a new business, had invested everything he owned in that business at the time of his death, and of course everything was lost at the time of his death. The business was just about to begin operation when he died.
Was it a solo venture on him?
Yes. Yes.
You were not old enough at that time.
No, I was only 14 years old.
Oh, that's right. You were in what, high school?
I was in high school at that time.